Proposition Joe, however, is a rare example of a person whose ambitions aren't really clear. We know it's not to become king of the game because he stays in the background and seems to prefer keeping a lower profile, and he doesn't seem to want to go legit either. So, what is Prop Joe's endgame? Prop Joe uses his wit and intellect to make deals with his rivals and allies to keep his position secure and his supply protected, but beyond that, he doesn't seem to really make a play in one particular direction. Joe also seems to find some sort of pleasure in playing the middle against both ends. There are several times when he manipulates situations when he doesn't really need to, or when a more straightforward approach would be better or simpler. But to really look at Prop Joe, we need to start at the beginning. In a flashback scene from Joe's days as a school kid, he is seen attempting to sell another kid the results to a test. The other kid threatens to beat Joe and take the results without paying. Without blinking an eye, Joe nonchalantly rebuffs his threats and tells him he should reconsider as he'll need Joe for future tests in the near future. When the kid pays less than what he owes, Joe then goes to his teacher and actually gets her to pay for information on who will be cheating on the test, thus getting back at the other kid and making up the money he lost. This is an important scene because Joe is shown throughout the show as a man who sort of has all the answers. People seem to believe whatever he says without question, and he always seems to find a way to come out on top.